Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KC2WI.
Okay, there's two. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, I guess I don't know if you forgot or if there is nobody on the queue. If you got something there that shows you there on the echo link, so Kevin James, if you're there or whatever, I guess you'll come in after this. Anyway, we got a temperature of 41 degrees on the mountainside, 41 to 46 today, and yesterday when I turned the corner onto Wetmore Road, accelerated. The left front CV shaft decided to snap in half on me, and I was fortunate enough to get one of the people up the block with a nice heavy pickup and a chain to get me up onto front. Today was too drunk to do it, and one of my neighbors and I, we got an arrangement with someone else who charges a little less than garages, and that goes to get at that probably tomorrow night, because he works another full-time job. So that's pretty much what's going on. They said Mom may not make it till Christmas. Another thing, what can I say? And that's pretty much about what's going on here. So meantime, we'll say God bless in 73s and 2PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, I have the monitor up here on... When I'm at home, I can see who's on the Echo Link station. I can control the whole station from here. So I see that nobody had signed on, so I just kind of skipped them there. Well, good luck with Mom there. Hopefully she'll pull through and surprise you for Christmas. We'll see. Okay, thanks, George. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
KC2WI, well... 41 degrees still. I don't think it's changed much to all day. Oh no, it says it was up to 46, but pretty constant temperature here, which is okay with me. I just was reading one of the snowmobile sledfreak.com, the snowmobile boards. It's a lot of I think it kind of started a guy in Brantingham, a guy and his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, and they split up and she's doing it and he's gone, but you know, one of the discussion boards and post it's, you know, bad news for the Northeast and discussing all that stuff. And somebody said, well, look at the bright side. We'll be saving a lot of money with no riding. And, you know, that's exactly the way I looked at it a few years back. It's just, so I replied that thought worked really well for me a few years back. You know, we had a pretty mild winter. I don't know, but I'm sure I saved at least $500 in, you know, snowmobile fuel. I don't know what the gas prices were. Just a real rough calculation. And of course, I'm not, you know, a serious out-of-town snowmobiler would be saving thousands because they're driving. You know, probably pulling the sled, and maybe if they don't have a camp there. I don't know, if I had a camp, I'd probably be here anyway, just to be, you know, a bad day at camp, you know, a rainy day at camp is better than, you know, in the city. But, you know, if you were coming up to just for the day or in a motel, you wouldn't come if it was too marginal. But, well, some guys would. I did run on the mud, you know, but why I had time to get other, pay attention to work and get other things done, you know, and, you know, do a few ham radio things. And I only ran the snowblower a few times, and, you know, I had a lot of firewood left over at the end of the year. I didn't run totally out, so, you know, I could, you know, go easy on the next year. And during, I think it was the end of February, beginning of March, we had some real good snow, and, you know, things were frozen pretty good by then, you know, at least good enough. Then it seems to me like about the second week of March, it was pretty much done for. You know, you could have probably gone up to Doug Hill or something, but, you know, didn't have to fight the snow all the time, and when it couldn't go out and play in it, and whatever. So after two long, you know, good winters, I'm happy with an easy winter here, anyway. You know, I've only been snowmobiling since 1971, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that much of a problem with it, because, well, you know, the computers nowadays are, they get cheaper and cheaper. It gets to the point where somebody says, well, you know, what's the point of having somebody work on it for, you know, $200 or $300, when if I throw another $200 or $300 on top of that, get a brand new computer, or even less than that sometimes. Fortunately, right now, programmers aren't that cheap. So I suppose it's going to come a time where programmers are going to be cheap, and then it is going to be a problem. But, yeah, you have to, sometimes you have to really dig into stuff. I've had bugs where I've had to dig into for 4 or 5 hours and get out there and feel bad. You got charging it, but, hey, they needed it fixed. So there you go. But as far as the weather, I am all for taking a year off of weather. Or winter, anyway, I should say. And I'm all for that, so let's see what happens. It'd be nice to be able to drive into camp into January, you know. We'll see. You look at the long-term forecast, though, it's, every day is above freezing, and, you know, it drops down to freezing at night, but every day warms up again, so you're not going to keep that much snow unless you get, like, 4 feet in one shot. You may be able to keep it for a few days, but, well, we'll have to see what happens. We don't have any control over it anyway, but, I hope all those businesses that did so well, you know, these last few years we've had a lot of snow, you know, bank some of it, because you're going to get these winters, they always do, they always have. You get winters where they just don't, you don't get the same, you know, ferocity out of the weather system. So, all right, Pete, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. Catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any other check-ins?
WA2U.
WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
WA2U, well, good evening, Jeff, and the assembled multitude on frequency and those out there listening. I'm taking it all in. I'm okay with this weather, too. Even though I spent all the time cutting the wood out there, that's okay. I've yet to get the stove going. The crew was here today, Jeff, and they've been here since Monday, get here every morning early, and we've got... Oh, I got one more piece of roof, covers the roof out there, a special name for it, but a cap, I guess. And then the roof will be done, and the eaves will be done, and all the soffits are all done, and where the word soffits are, soffits now, so it's good. Now we're working on the foyer, redoing the room down there. We're going to put some tile down and some carpeting down, and a new cellar door and a bunch of things and some windows upstairs. So this weather is all good. It's a wonderful thing. It keeps up. Got some new Carhartt stuff coming, because I found you couldn't buy a single piece snowmobile suit unless you wanted to spend about $400 to $1,000. And then if you did, they were bright yellow. My wife was looking for one, so... I don't need to advertise. If I spend $500 or that much, I don't need to advertise the company. But Carhartt came to the rescue with their coveralls and their black and their water resistant. And anyways, they seem to be nice, so we haven't gotten them yet. But that means we won't have any snow. So anyway, It's okay. I plan on going into camp Saturday, walking over there, and I want to put a heat shield up by the stovepipe, get some extra roofing left over, which will work nicely for that. And, you know, we can ride the our friend's four-wheeler in and out of camp, so I have no problem with that. I went in there last year with snowshoes. It was like, oh boy, quite a hike through the snow. It was the type of snow, even with the big snowshoes on, you'd sink down. So I'm all for this. This is absolutely fine. I'm having no problem with it at all. Could be a little bit drier, but that's not a big deal. And worked on some CDs today, and as I said, spent most of the time around the house here working on different projects and stuff, and with John and the son and some other people. So Dana stopped by earlier today, so all is good. So things are moving along. Very, 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 very pleased. We're going to, Kathy and I are trying our utmost to keep them here before they get out of town, you know what I mean? So we'll keep them busy, keep everyone happy. Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and we'll listen here for a while. WATU, back to that.
All right, John, it's KD2AIT. Yeah, I took the one snowmobile we use for camp and stuff, and I brought it up to Denzel's there to get a bunch of work done on it, and, you know, just to keep it going. And I said, here you go. I gave it to him, like a month or so ago. I said, here you go. Obviously, no rush. I said, only time it'll be a rush is when I start seeing a bunch of snow pile up. Well, that thing may sit there until next year at this point, because it don't look like we're going to get much snow. Well, we'll see. Anyway, but I figured, hey, that's worth the money to bring that in there and have it worked on if it keeps the snow away. That's the way I look at it. I'll bring it in every year if it works, you know. But anyway, yeah, that's the way it is. You know, when you plan for the snow, it doesn't show up. When you don't plan, boy, it shows up. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in there, John. And I'm sure you guys are going to be happy there. They'll get that roof all buttoned up for you, and it'll be nice. And the cap takes a little bit of time, as I recall. I did one once, and one piece you don't want to screw up, because it'll, you know, get the whole house wet if you don't do it right. So they get that on there, and you'll be all set. So all right. And the way it's the weather's going, you could do another project. You could put in a pool if you wanted to. The way this weather is, I'm not complaining though. All right, John, have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on?
Well, just a quick one for the count. I'm Syracuse has got it all tied up, and they're going into overtime, so good game. It's on ESPN2.
All right. Well, good luck, Orange, and see what happens. I haven't watched any much sports at all this year. It's so busy. But all right, Ray. Thanks. Have a good evening. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, it's been working, and that's pretty much all I did today. Worked and then some stuff here around the house while I was taking breaks from work. So I ran out to see my grandmother there. Had lunch with her today. That's it. I don't think anything else. So I love the fact that it's taking so long to go through a ton of pellets. I do have to buy one here soon, but I think you still have maybe almost half a ton down there. But I should get another one in the garage, if not two. But anyway, that's about all I got to report. All right, KD2AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
I learned a new term today. I should have noticed this, but John.
John pointed out something. We were going around the roof making sure we, you know, everything was buttoned up and got all the necessary pieces and stuff. Yeah, the ridge cap we need is only like five foot long, so we had a lot of materials downstairs from the other contractor that had passed away, but that was not the right part. But he said, "Well, I got your snow splitter today," and I'm thinking, "Wait, I got a wood splitter. I never really made a snow splitter. You probably know what it is, but I never knew. Maybe probably everyone knows except me." But kind of neat. He mounted it up by the stove pipe, and it's designed so he says, "Well, I'm surprised you have a problem with the, you know, you got a fair amount of money invested in that triple wall, whatever, stove pipe going up above the roof, but this supposedly busts up the snow." So we installed that today, and so we've got a snow splitter on the roof. So that will, I think that caps it off. We probably won't see any snow now that that's up there, WATU.
Roger, yeah, I have seen those there. It keeps it, so when it starts to slide off, assuming your metal roof there starts to slide off, it doesn't push the pipe. I'm trying to talk my aunt into putting one onto a vent pipe she has at her camp. Every year we come by and it's sitting there at a 45-degree angle. But, yeah, all right. Thanks, John, and, you know, you'll find there that... John, he's actually married to my aunt. John is, so he's a pretty good guy. He's got a lot of knowledge in that stuff. So, all right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Pete, John, and Ray for checking in tonight. A73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2 AIT clear.
Is the repeater in use? KB2KOJ for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, Octon. Currently in the 145-17, Station 4, Octon, come now please.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
C2NBU, hi Ray, thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Anyone else for Octon, with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Octon. This is the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. KB2KOJ is here, looking for stations with or without traffic. I'll call for Octon. Okay, nothing else heard. Ray, 73, take care. Thanks for checking in. Do appreciate it. And, hope to hear you tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear.